Manatee Memorial Hospital, providing advanced healthcare services in a caring and compassionate environment, presents Manatee Talk Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
In some patients with knee osteoarthritis, there is a singular part of the knee that's affected. However, if knee pain is affecting your quality of life, a new concept in joint replacement surgery is available to replace only the worn-out portion of the arthritic joint and save as much of the natural knee as possible. My guest today is Dr. Patrick Grablin. He's an orthopedic surgeon and a member of the medical staff at Manatee Memorial Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Grablin. Let's start by telling us some of the services you offer in the Orthopedic Center at Manatee Memorial Hospital.
The orthopedic service at Manatee Memorial Hospital can provide a comprehensive amount of treatments, essentially ranging all over the body, from the shoulder to the hand, down to the knees and hips, from joint replacements to arthroscopy, virtually any procedure that can be done by an orthopedic surgeon can be done at Manatee Memorial Hospital.
So if somebody does have pain in their knee, they come to see you. How do you determine whether they need a full replacement or a partial knee replacement?
The partial knee replacement is best done for the appropriate patient that has arthritis only on the medial side of the knee, the medial side being the side in between the knees. Partial knees should not be done in any other situation. It just only for medial, what we call medial compartment osteoarthritis.
So this unicompartmental knee replacement, tell us what's involved. Is it, and what are the benefits for the patient?
The advantage of a medial compartment arthroplasty is you're taking care of only the worn portion of the knee, leaving all the ligaments intact. The partial knees, therefore, feel much more like a normal knee than a total knee arthroplasty. Now, a total knee arthroplasty is an excellent procedure, but when a patient has only medial-sided osteoarthritis, the partial knee is actually a better fit.
Does it change the recovery at all?
The partial knee arthroplasty has very little downtime, if you will. Most patients, if they can follow instructions, almost don't need any rehabilitation. If they can do their work on their own, I give patients specific instructions on what they can do, and very few people need to have any additional therapy. And the hospitalization is usually only overnight.
Dr. Grablin, how does it feel for the patient if they get this Oxford knee replacement system, this unicompartmental partial knee replacement? How does that feel? Does it feel more normal, or do they feel it in there?
There's been studies that have shown that patients who have a partial knee arthroplasty are much more satisfied with their knee than they would be with a total knee. Some papers quote it's almost like a 2-to-1 preference for the partial over a total knee.
And what about range of motion? Are they able to resume walking and doing activity pretty quickly? What goes on with range of motion?
The range of motion with the partial knee has the potential to be slightly more than with the total knee, but total knee arthroplasty patients, if they do their rehab appropriately, will also gain full motion. The knee just feels more normal because all the ligaments are intact. Regardless of whatever total knee arthroplasty is done, the anterior cruciate ligament is always taken out, whereas in the partial knee, it's preserved.
So then let's get into a little bit of the total knee replacement for a minute. And you mentioned the anterior cruciate ligament, which we know is a problem these days with soccer players. And, you know, it's getting a lot of focus in the media lately. So speak about what's more involved with a total knee replacement and why you would do one over the other. What's involved?
Again, for the people who have medial compartment osteoarthritis, a partial knee is an option. If people have what we call tricompartmental osteoarthritis in not only the medial compartment but also the lateral compartment, also at the patellofemoral joint, then a total knee arthroplasty would be a better procedure than the Oxford knee or the partial knee. But if the joint is only worn on the medial side, the partial knee is a very good option.
And so then what's involved in the total knee replacement for patients, and what does their recovery look like?
That depends on how you measure recovery. Most patients will do very well after a total knee arthroplasty as long as they do their part with rehabilitation. The ability of patients to get up on their feet will be the same in terms of the day of surgery. Most patients get up with physical therapy, whether they have a partial knee or a full knee replacement. It's just that there's more surgical trauma with the total knee arthroplasty, and so the rehabilitation is just a little bit more painful and a little more longer in duration to get the full recovery.
Is there a difference in the materials for a total knee versus the partial?
No, the materials are essentially the same in terms of the composites, you know, the composition of the material.
And would somebody with a knee replacement set off the X-ray, for example, at the airport?
I warn patients that there is a good chance that they may set off the alarm at the airports. The screeners at the airports are very familiar with patients with knee arthroplasty, so as long as the patient just lets them know that they've had an arthroplasty, it should not be a problem.
So then speak about prevention for a minute. What's your best advice about preventing knee osteoarthritis or knee injuries that might cause somebody to come see you at Manatee Memorial Hospital? Give us some information and some tips about prevention and keeping a strong, healthy knee.
That is a multifaceted question. Prevention for a number of patients, unfortunately, is one of those things that would be best served if people would lose weight, because there is a huge component with osteoarthritis and being overweight. Just the stresses on the knees are much worse in folks who are overweight. In terms of injury, if people also keep themselves fit in terms of keeping their quadriceps tone up to speed, doing regular exercise, that will diminish the chance of an injury that would be of such severity that it may cause them to have some type of surgical intervention.
And what do you tell people, Dr. Greblin, when they say, well, I'm considering having a knee replacement because my quality of life is affected, but I don't know if it's right for me? What do you tell them to ease their mind about this type of surgery?
Well, generally, I will go over the physical exam and X-ray findings with each individual. If a person is not mentally ready for an arthroplasty, there are other modalities that can be done to diminish their discomfort and help them get through their activities of daily living until they're to such a point where they should go ahead with knee surgery.
And why should they come to Manatee Memorial Hospital for their care?
Manatee Memorial Hospital has a very good staff. I think the physical therapists are some of the best in town. The nursing staff is very good, and they attend very well to the patients. I think the patients at Manatee Memorial Hospital on the orthopedic floor get excellent care. In fact, if I had to have something done, I would choose to go there myself.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Greblin. It's great information. You're listening to Manatee Talk Radio with Manatee Memorial Hospital. For more information, you can go to manateememorial.com. That's manateememorial.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Manatee Memorial Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.